motherhood. One minute, you're mom of the year.
I love you, mommy.
Then the next? Not so much. From bath time to bullying, from potty training to puberty, parenting is full of challenges. But one thing is for certain, you are not alone. Welcome to Modern Mom Probs. I'm your host, author, mother, parenting expert, Tara Clark. Join me while we tackle today's modern mom problems. Welcome back to another episode of Modern Mom Probs. I'm your host, Tara Clark, and you know on Modern Mom Probs, we try to solve the world's modern mom problems, but if we can't, at least we're having fun talking about them. Today's topic is something that is applicable to moms, dads, parents, people who aren't parents, people who are just regular people. It is how to pitch yourself and message your value. I am joined by Kim Ritberg. Kim is an award-winning creative executive producer in TV and video, a digital marketing strategist, a social media and video expert, an on-camera media coach, and a public speaker with a proven track record and has over 500 million video views. Woof. She blends 15 years of journalism with content marketing at top-tier outlets such as US Weekly, Netflix, Pop Sugar, People Magazine, and Fox News. Kim is the founder of the Henry Street Media, which helps companies, individuals, and publishers of all sizes expand their brand and maximize revenue through unforgettable content and communication. Kim is also the host of the very popular podcast, The Exit Interview with Kim Ritberg. Kim, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited for you to be here. Today's topic, what I love about this is like, obviously we could talk about like mom stuff, but really what we're going to be talking about is pitching yourself professionally. And so Kim, you are an absolute media powerhouse. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I love the term powerhouse. It makes me want to like flex my biceps like Rosie the Riveter. So I started my career in TV. So as a TV producer and writer, basically I spent 10 years helping people get better on camera, putting them in on the news or not even news or lifestyle and really honing their sound bites and who they are. And I've sort of found that it's kind of like my superpower to help people really drill down on what makes them special and then also put that out into the world as they're speaking, whether that's on video or in public speaking. So I spent about 10 years as a TV news producer and writer, and then I shifted into Us Weekly. I launched their first ever video unit. So I met a lot of celebrities, and I went to the Oscars when I was pregnant, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I went to the Tonys once when I was pregnant.
Yeah. And you know, but it's like so crowded, no one even notices. No one was like, congrats, because it's so crowded.
They don't care.
Yeah, no one cares. And then I worked in Netflix and Pop Sugar for a little bit. And then I kind of really knew I wanted to work for myself to have control over my schedule. Digital media is volatile. It was like a whole mix of things. So now I run my own business where I help business owners and professionals basically become thought leaders on camera. So how do you get clients through video, photo content, social media, all of that? Very specifically though, like focusing on business growth. And so it relates to messaging and content creation and putting that out into the world.
And I love that. And I love how succinct your answer is because that's literally like your entire thing. But you know what? So on this show, and I'll just give you a little bit of a background, you know, we obviously talk about modern mom probs, but it runs the gamut of things from like very silly, you know, first world problems to very serious things like maternal mental health. But a big thing that we tackle on various episodes are different things affecting working moms. And like, really, yes, all moms work. That's absolutely true. So some moms work out of the house, some moms work in the house, some moms work in the house, out of the house, they work from home, whatever you want to call it. And so this episode is really the sweet spot there, right? So today we're going to be talking about perfecting your elevator pitch. And that's important whether you are a content creator, whether you are a realtor, maybe you are a business coach, a life coach. I mean, there's so many different ways that you would need to present yourself. I mean, maybe you're going out to be the president of the PTA. I know this because I was it for 2 years. I'm happy to be done with that now. It's behind me. I've moved on now. But there are just so many different opportunities to have to provide an elevator pitch. So my question to you is this, like, one, should everyone have an elevator pitch? And two, like, what's the best way to approach it?
Oh, I love that question. So First of all, elevator pitch has a bad rap. And I think people envision it like you're in like a gray conference room, your hands are sweaty and you're like, there's sweaty cheese and bad wine and you're shaking people's hands and like vomiting words on them. And like that's not really what an elevator pitch is or should be. I think of it like this, and I'll be real. I think women especially struggle with this, really showing someone who you are and what you've done. And we all have accomplishments, whether that means you helped a client grow from X to X, whether at your job you helped, you know, revamp your department, whether you're working in your community and you know, your leadership in some area had something positive grow from it. It could be huge accomplishments to personal accomplishments, public accomplishments, private accomplishments, but you have to really understand how to message it. And the reason why is because I feel like everyone is awesome and has so many cool things about them, but they don't message it well, and they're not able to leverage it into the things they want. So that's my elevator pitch on why you need an elevator pitch. Basically, it's the key to getting more clients. It's the key to getting more speaking gigs. It's the key to getting any position you want, whether that's the PTA or a nonprofit role. It could be anything, but the elevator pitch is so, 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 so key.
It really is. One time, this is a true story, I actually was in the elevator with the president of Nickelodeon, and it was just she and I. Her name was Seema. And in my mind, I was like, now's my chance. Now's my chance to do an elevator pitch. And I think I did. But then I did it. I did an elevator pitch. I don't remember what I said now because this was like 15 years ago. But I remember like really thinking that it was sort of a surreal moment because like it truly was an elevator pitch in an elevator. And then we got off at our floor and we, you know, each walked our own way and that was it.
I also think of it like this. Okay, so I've like worked in a lot of media places. And when I was finally like an executive, I was very excited about it. But like, I always looked really young. And I think that people didn't really take me seriously. And I'll never forget, there was this one meeting. So I was running like, the team was maybe 10 people. And when I left, it was 17 people. But I was leading a 10-person team. The first video unit, I had a lot of TV experience. And a vendor came in and they were like working on the back end of our systems. Anyway, I had written this like 4-page, very detailed report on feedback to give him about things that we thought would be helpful. And this vendor, after meeting with me for 40 minutes, said, "And what's your role in this organization?" And I was like, "I'm the boss." And to me, it was like, how do you not realize I'm the boss? I have been having this conversation with you for a long time. So I couldn't figure out if I was just underestimated or if I didn't explain who I was. And I was like, I've really worked hard to get where I am. And like, I can bring a lot of value at that time to companies and at this time now in my business now to business owners. And I really owe it to myself to message why I'm awesome and how I can help them and how I help you seem awesome to your clients. And I think it was like just a light bulb moment of a lot of us are underestimated. It just, especially, I'm not going to say every woman, but like a lot of us, a lot of times you step into a room And it's natural. Nobody really knows who's who. And it's up to you to say, this is what I do. This is how I help you. And these are my accolades. These are my accomplishments. And this is like the level I'm playing at.
Yes. I love that. I love everything that you're saying about that. Because going back to what you were saying initially is that so many times women tend to sort of shrink themselves, right? Or give other people credit or partial credit for our accomplishments. Why do you think we do that?
You know, I was actually just like reading an article about that. And I was like watching one of those like master classes. I think a lot of it's this like EQ that we have when you want, you know, a lot of us are, we want to make people like us. And I think that that's like a positive, generally it's a very positive trait. And I think that also ends up being why we say yes to too much. And so in our goal to make people like us, bragging is not seen as a likable quality. So I joke, like, you have to brag. I say humility doesn't pay the bills. But I think there's also ways to say it's not necessarily bragging. You can say it with a smile. You can laugh it off. But it's true. And like own it. And I think it's just a part of us wanting to build community and not wanting other people to feel small. But I'm like, I'm not making you feel small by me saying the things I do. I'm sharing these things with you. I'm generous with my knowledge. I'm generous with my time, my kindness. And so I think it's just we don't want to seem like we're bragging and we don't want to hurt other people's feelings sometimes. It's seen as an aggressive trait sometimes, but I think there's ways to just make it work for you. And this is what I'm an advocate of when you have your pitch, you practice it so much that you then make it your own. So the pitch that works for me is not going to work for someone else. The pitch that's going to work for someone super serious is not going to work for someone softer or sillier. And I think it's just owning who you are. But that's what I think about why we don't like put it out there more. But I do think that it's damaging to us because every person I know has really cool things they've done. And, you know, I just think we're holding ourselves back by not just putting that out more.
Yeah, we definitely are. I often think about Pamela Peckerman because she has a phrase that she often says is a closed mouth never eats.
Totally.
And anytime that I'm about to be shy about something or I say, oh, I don't really want to bother, you know, mentioning this or promoting this, it's like, no, Tara, like you have to. Everyone else is out there promoting everything. You yeah. should also, you know, promote the things that you need to promote.
I have this other funny thing when I was younger. So I'm like a double second time entrepreneur. My dad was an immigrant and he had a small business and I thought I would never work for myself because he was like always on the couch sleeping on the weekends. He was so tired. But anyway, now I'm working for myself and I had a jewelry business in my 20s on the side, my side hustle of being in media because a girl's got to work 7 days a week, of course.
Naturally.
But like I worked really, really hard. Like I would, you know, in addition to working a 5 day a week job in TV, I would like get up on Saturday mornings at like 8 a.m. and sell my jewelry on the street in Soho and eventually got a big break. I went to like an open casting call for my jewelry at Henry Bendel, the huge store.
Wow. That's incredible.
RIP. Yes. But yeah, thank you. And sad. I worked really hard. Like I made all the jewelry. I would have to market it. I would just stand in a store and sell it. Again, this was like day six of my work week. And people would say, oh, that's nice. You make jewelry. So does my grandma. And I would say, Does your grandma sell her jewelry in Henry Bendel? I think I might have only said that once or twice, but I kind of think, you know, they were just trying to be nice and just trying to make conversation. But I was like, I'm doing this for real. I put so many hours into this. I put so much money into this. I'm really working my tushy off. I'm working super hard at it. And so I think it's just more of, hey, it's up to us. Why would anyone know what you're doing? How does anyone know who you are unless you tell them? And not even in a negative way, just like, how does anyone know anybody without explaining it?
It's true. Actually, that's like a really, really like valid way to say that. Because like, if you didn't tell me what you do and if I didn't tell you what I did, like, how are we going to assume that any of us are moving the needle?
And no one's Googling anyone. So if you meet someone at a party, they're not going to sneak off to the bathroom to Google you. So it is on you to say.
Oh, I am.
This is why.
I don't care. No, Cam. Nope. I will dox you in a second. There's no one faster at doxing than my husband and I.
Okay, so I'm going to be like, okay, Tara took that out of the interview because she disagreed, but I don't. I'm always like.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, no one's ever going to look me up again. So like, you have to just kind of tell them. Anyway, so that's my elevator pitch for having an elevator pitch.
And that I will dox you.
Yes, and the Tara's going to dox me and that I'm going to accept it. It is what it is. It is what it is.
It's 2024. People look up each other.
But they look you up later.
Yeah.
If they remember and not in the moment when maybe you can pitch them your service
community
or membership, you know?
That's true. You're right. You're not running off to the bathroom and like holding my phone there being like, let me look up this person on White Pages or whatever. No, it's definitely not that. But I will look you up later. But you're right though. So your moment, you know, you're at the conference, you're at the cocktail party. You have someone's attention for 60 seconds and you have to make an impression.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, my husband and I went to a comedy show. And because it was a Christmas present for him, I bought the meet and greet to meet the comics ahead of time. And so, which was fun. It was Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee from a podcast called Bad Friends. So I knew that we had 60 seconds to make an impression. I walked in there confident, shoulders back, head held high, put my hand right out to Andrew Santino. And I was like, hey, really nice to meet you. I'm a big fan. I also have a podcast. I did the whole pitch. You would be so proud of me, Kim. And so Andrew's like, oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about this. And so then obviously I told him. And then Bobby Lee was like, oh, I don't know if you know, but we get some pretty good numbers on our podcast too, which is funny because they're like, actually, you know, they're famous. But I was so proud of myself. And then I, you know, we took pictures, whatever. We had to walk away because then there were people behind us online. But as we walked away, I was so proud of myself because I did that. I did that elevator pitch. I was ready. I was prepared. I took a breath. I went in there. I was confident. I did all the things, Kim, that you would pat me on the back for.
Yes. I am so proud. I was like clapping silently here. And I think also to people, I'm going to teach you how to do the elevator pitch right now. But I also think like be gentle on yourself. The first time you use the elevator pitch, it's going to feel awkward. And that's good. If it feels uncomfortable, it means your brain is growing. It's what we teach our kids. It's that growth mindset. Being uncomfortable is good. So do not say, oh, it's uncomfortable. It's too fake. I'm not going to use it. Even if you add one element in it, even if you take away one little part of it, but really my main point, and I'll dive right into it. But the main point is really showcase who you are and how you can help other people.
Yes. Okay. Let's jump into it. Cause I want to talk about like, you know, honing our message for our own personality to really let like, not only our personality, but also our mission shine yes. through.
I love that. So, okay, I have the ABC method. And by the way, you can grab, I have a free download of this that I will send. I'll put it in a link. It's at kimritberg.com and I'll give you the custom link for the show.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
Amazing. So the ABC method. So the very first thing is accomplishment. As you build your elevator pitch, it has to incorporate, and I'll do mine afterwards, which is basically what I did before, but I have like a custom pitch, a tight, succinct pitch. A accomplishment, you have to really bring in, and accomplishments can range. So we are talking about degrees you've gotten, downloads on your podcast, transformations you've had for your clients, money your clients have made, any stats. So I had someone ask me at a thing like, oh, I've only written for my local paper. I'm like, okay, how many people read your local paper? If you're talking about positioning yourself for a board role at a nonprofit or the PTA, okay, what are the tangible changes you made in somewhere else? You can take wins from other parts of your life, but really just show people you're a doer. It doesn't have to be like, I won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, it right. can be. And even if it doesn't seem big to you, making it tangible and sort of numbers based to the biggest extent you can. So if you're a podcaster, you'd say the top 2% show, a top 5% show. If you've had big guests, you say, I've had X person on my show. And so it really, it can vary, but keep them, just really make sure you're separating yourself by letting them know your accomplishments. And I think that when we're saying like, where's the friction on saying accomplishments, I think we get to that point where we feel awkward and we feel like it's a brag, but humility does not pay the bills. And if you're worried about being awkward, you're just going to lose out on a lot of opportunities. And so it's funny, my mom would stand with me when I was in high school and I was so embarrassed because she would brag about me and I'd be like staring at my shoes. She'd be like, hey, have you met my daughter, Kim? She's the president of student government and she's going to Penn and she plays 3 sports. And I was so embarrassed, like truly like embarrassed. But now that I'm older, there's no mom proud of you standing next to you acting as your pro bono publicist. And so we have to realize it is important to let people know what you've done because they don't know that. And really just think of it as like educating them instead of bragging. If you feel uncomfortable with bragging, just think about it as educating them.
If you're the woman of a certain age, like myself, and occasionally you say, was that a hot flash? Am I too young for hot flashes? I'm not sure what's going on here. Well, then listen up because this ad is for you. Our new sponsor, Winona, is here to help women who are dealing with menopause or perimenopause. You're watching me put my hand up right now. Winona is a collection of OBGYN health professionals who believe that your symptoms are important, real, and deserve to be taken seriously. Phew, thank goodness. Winona is the home for physician-prescribed bioidentical hormone replacement therapy with an easy-to-use network of doctors based out of your state who can make getting started with HRT a breeze. Winona's bioidentical HRT is made from plant-based hormones rather than synthetic ones, so it aligns with your body's natural rhythm to offer relief from hot flashes, weight gain, and other uncomfortable symptoms. 80% of women who use Winona find relief within just 90 days. Be sure to visit buywinona.com today to start your free visit. With free shipping in the U.S. and the ability to pause or cancel at any time, your path to wellness has zero obligations. So be sure to use my special code. It's modernmom at buywinona.com for 25% off your first order. That's BYWINONA.com/modernmom.
I love that. One time, it just made me think about my mom because years ago, this is like, I don't even know how, maybe almost 20 years ago, at my first job, it was at a production company and we were shooting in Central Park and we had to like, I don't know if we were like asking the crowd questions. And so really it was only like me, my mother, I don't know why I brought my mom that day, but for some reason she came with me to work. Me, my mother, and maybe our cameraman and a sound man. So there was only four of us, right? And the thing is, like, if you shoot in public, you don't need a permit unless it's like a certain number of people. And so, long story short, my mom essentially created like a crowd and a riot for people to see me, which, well, like, I was a nobody, but people were like, oh, you don't know Tara Clark? Oh no, she's right there. Go ahead, look. And people were like, oh, Tara, who's Tara? Where's, wait, what? And it was so, I'll never forget that because she was my biggest hype person. Now that I think of it, I should probably bring her along more often. I need to get her on the show, hype me up. But so then the cops came, NYPD came, and they were like, break it up. Do you have a permit to shoot here? We're like, no, these aren't all our people. Like, they just came up here. We're only like a crew of four people. And I'll never forget that. So we broke it up. Everyone disbanded. But it was all because of my mom hyping me up to random people in Central Park.
What I have just learned is that our moms need to be friends.
Yes, 100%.
They should be friends. I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, but you're right, though. Now here we are, 40-year-old women. And of course, our moms like would hype us up if they came to work with us anymore, but they don't. But if they did, that's the kind of like hype man we need. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing speaking engagements over the past like year or two, and I had one in New York City where I live, and it was at the Fast Company Innovation Festival. Mom came.
Oh,
mom got everybody
did.
Hooked up. Oh, she hooked up that whole crowd. She got testimonials from me afterwards on an iPhone from people who came. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. She's still in action. She's my OG publicist, but now I do more of my own publicity, but
sure. She
is like the OG publicist for me. Anyway. Okay. Back to
Kim,
the ABC.
No, I know. I'm going to have to like enlist my mom.
Bring your mom when it's important. Like when there's a big thing and you need someone who's going to be like, Tara, you're the best. You're going to crush this. Bring your mom and have her get like footage and have her capture testimonials. Yes. Cause there's nobody more excited than a mom. And everybody wants to talk to the person's mom. Cause it's really cute.
And she's sweet and she's older now, you know, and she's cute. Okay. Cute. I don't know. I think I might have to bring her next time I have
proud
something
moms
in the city.
Moms. Proud moms are cute moms.
They really are. Oh gosh, I love that. I haven't thought about that story in Central Park in, like I said, nearly 20 years.
Everybody loves a jazzed up senior citizen, ginned up senior citizen who's really proud of their kids.
Exactly. And at this point, I mean, she was probably only I don't even know. Maybe she was like 50. So she wasn't even like at that time, she was still young doing that. And she's like, oh, you don't know her? No. She's the next big thing. It was like crazy. The cops were like, what's going on here? We need to break this up. Do you have a permit? Like, no.
I love Mrs. Clark. Okay, I'm like, I love her.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna get into the ABC.
Yes. Okay.
We had accomplishment.
Accomplishment.
B, we had business. Okay. Business. People think that they're clear when they tell people what they do, but they are not. And I know this because I was a journalist for so long. And what I love today is a lot of us get taught that we should say how we're helping people, which is great. I help you be more confident. I help you make more money. I help you eat healthier, whatever. Sometimes we use words that aren't actually clear though. So you really have to tweak this so that someone understands what you do. So are you an accountant? Are you a lawyer? Are you a business coach? So you can say, I help you take control of your life through your finances as a business coach. Like you have, I know it sounds kind of like duh, but we're not that clear. So that's B is for business. And including the transformation is super important. So one of my students, actually, we've been working on her messaging to really tighten it up. And she's been using that revamped messaging. And she ended up getting two clients and a speaking gig because she's able to really point out who she's helping. So she's a work-life balance coach and she works with people who are at companies or working for themselves, but she really reconfigures their life and their work like actually structurally, but she's now able to message that more clearly and actually say, not just like, oh, I help you be less stressed, but like concrete, in a concrete way. And she's seeing that because of the messaging change. And so I think it's really, really crucial when we're talking about messaging. It's like the very first thing before you're way out there marketing yourself, before you're way out making content. This is like the foundation. So A is accomplishment, B is business, and C is confidence. So I think, you know, we were talking before about not owning those accomplishments, not owning the elevator pitch. Once you have your elevator pitch written out, you have to say it out loud 2 times, 5 times, 10 times, to yourself, to your camera, in the mirror. Start saying it to people. That's how you're going to make it your own. It's like, you know, I read a book about going to the gym to get strong. I'm not going to get strong. I'm not going to get strong reading that book. Like, let's be real. You got to go to the gym. You have to go to the gym. It's the same with these elevator pitches. You have to be practicing it, and it's just a muscle. So I've now said my pitch probably, I don't know, 60 times to humans after I already practiced it. And it also will evolve. And so it's natural for it to evolve, and you can tweak it depending on the situation. So I'll give you mine. Like, hi, I'm Kim Ritberg. I help professionals become thought leaders through video and podcasts. I came here after 15 years of media. I'm now an award-winning digital marketer. I worked at Netflix, Us Weekly, and in TV news. You know, so I just keep it tight. Like, I keep it super, super tight, but it has all the things I want you to know. I've won awards. I've worked in big companies. How I help you through video and podcasts. So you're like, oh, okay, I get that. You know, I'm not a photographer. So anyway, that's my pitch. And I might customize that. So depending on the person I'm talking to, if I'm really focused on, like, let's say it's like a very revenue-focused area. So I might say, like, hi, I'm Kim Ritberg. I help you grow your revenue, leads, and client base through video and podcasts. I focus on message and content creation. I know how to do this because I spent 15 years in media. I founded the video unit at Us Weekly magazine. And sometimes I'll have more fun with it. Us Weekly magazine, shout out to the supermarket magazine. I also worked at Netflix, Insight Edition. And now I speak around the country teaching business owners how to do this. I've also won 6 awards. You know, and I say it in a funny way. You can just kind
of
like,
of course. Yeah, we're dusting off our shoulders. Video.
We're dusting off our shoulders. So like, there is a way to kind of brag in a funny way. You can say award-winning, or you could just say like, I'm so proud I've been able to make an impact. I won 6 awards for a big nonprofit organization I worked with, which is true. And so I think that I wrote an article for Fast Company, and I could share this with anyone who wants to reach out on Instagram. I wrote an article for Fast Company about how to brag in a casual, more like comfortable, casual way. And so sometimes when we have our accomplishment, we can sort of say, I feel grateful to have worked on this project and we won 6 awards. Or I love that my client and I got to have this acknowledged because we're having so much impact in the world. It was so flattering to be great, to be acknowledged. So there's ways to say it that's less like, look at my trophies. But you got to say, look at my trophies. Okay. So yes. ABC, accomplishments, business, confidence. And now you're going to practice it like 100 times. And I love what you asked earlier, Tara, about authenticity. And I think owning it, making it authentic is about practicing it. So having those facts. So I always know the facts I'm going to include, I don't want to forget. And actually, I forgot in the first one that I started the video unit for Us Weekly. I think that's important only because I now help business owners build their own content creation machine in their office. I did that for a media company. Now I help you do it with your iPhone. So I think that's the relevance there. So I always like to say big media. I want to say awards. And I want to say business owners because sometimes people might think, oh, well, she works with big companies only. I don't. Now I work with business owners, whether you're a coach or a founder or a consultant or a side hustle. So I think it's important to just hold on to the nuggets that you know you want to say, practice it, make it your own. And then like, if you're loose, like Tara, like you and I like to have fun and we laugh a lot, like you got to be loose with it. If I said that in a very robotic voice, it wouldn't feel real and it would feel weird for me. So once you're practicing it enough, then you can kind of deliver that authentic spin.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. How many times do you think one needs to practice it before they feel like, I feel good, I got this?
Okay, that's a great question. I think you write it out. You take out 25% of it because we always have too much. So write it out, yeah. Remove 25%. And then start saying it. I think it takes probably 5 times saying it out loud to see if it feels right verbally. It's different. Written is different than verbal. So as a TV producer, when I'm writing for verbal. And when I write for Fast Company, I'm writing for reading. And so it's different how you say it. So once you write it, you have to say it, see how that feels. And then I'd say probably between 3 and 5 times just saying it, then you have to start putting it out into the world. And practice it on friends, practice it on your spouse, practice on your parents, your kids, your grandma, and then, you know, and then start using it in different scenarios and just see how it feels. And also sometimes it might be a more casual scenario, so you're not going to want to do it like super buttoned up, and it could be more casual. Like if it's for like a board or charity work or something like that, it can be a little looser, but still keep those bullet points in there because you don't want to lose your accomplishments and you don't want to lose that delivery of how you can help somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when we jump off the phone, I'm going to sit down with my ABCs and go through that, because what happens to me many times, and not necessarily with like a comedian meet and greet, because I just went in there and I knew what I was going to say and I nailed it and I knew it was going to be, you know, 1 minute long. But many times in a more formal business setting, sometimes you forget, you know, you get nervous. And like you just mentioned there, it's like, oh, you forgot to say that you started the video unit at Us Weekly. And so you get there and you have the opportunity to say, oh, hi, I'm Tara. I blah, 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 blah. And then as you're like, you're turning to walk away, you're like, oh, darn it. I forgot to mention this, this, and this. You're like, oh, wait, come back. Wait, I also.
Wait, I know you don't care and you weren't even considering connecting with me again, but just in case, here's another fact. Yeah. Wait, let's do your pitch. Why don't we do your pitch live, Tara?
No, I mean, I didn't really have time to think about it, but I could kind of tell you what I did with the Andrew Santino thing. And I'm only using that because it literally like just happened. And it was like someone who doesn't know me from Adam, you know? So many times when I meet people, not always, but many times when I meet people, they sort of know who I am-ish, give or take, because if I'm at a PTA meeting, they know, oh, well, that's Jack's mom, right? Or if I'm, you know, at Mom 2.0, then people go, oh, yeah, you're Tara from Modern Mom Props. So people kind of have a vague understanding of me. But when you're going to a meet and greet for a comedian who, again, doesn't know you from anybody, from a hole in the wall, you have to walk in there with like a certain style. I think I blew my husband away during this though, too. So here we are. Like I said, we're online. They pull the curtain back. You see the two comedians and I walk in and immediately I have my hand put out and I said, hi, I'm Tara Clark. Such a pleasure to meet you, Andrew. I have a podcast called Modern Mom Probs where we try to solve the world's modern mom problems, but if we can't, at least we're having fun talking about them. And his first idea or his first thought was, do you always introduce yourself with your first and last name? And I said, yes. Yes, I do. I always introduce myself as Tara Clark because it's such a short name. It makes people remember it. So he's like, oh, okay, that's cool. So he's like, so tell me about this Modern Mom Probs thing. And I was like, yeah. So, you know, we talk about Modern Mom Probs. Sometimes they're serious and sometimes they're funny. And I also have an Instagram account. And then by that time, then I think we started just chatting and this and that. But I went in there with the C, with the confidence to say, I know that I'm going to introduce myself with my first and last name, you know, drop my brand in there, drop my podcast, you know, explain a bit of my mission. And that's what I did. I didn't necessarily get to any of the accomplishments, but that's when Bobby Lee had said to me like, oh, you know, we get some pretty good downloads ourselves, which was super funny because the way that it sort of worked was that I was talking to Andrew and my husband was talking to Bobby Lee. And so we sort of like split and divided and conquered. But at one point, then I kind of all four of us were talking together. But that was it. And so I walked out of there feeling proud because Andrew not only acknowledged that I said both my first and last name, so he was listening, right? And then asked me about the company. And then he was like, yeah, so like, tell me more about this. Like, I wanna hear more about this.
So I'm gonna give you an A and confidence, an A in that you obviously did well so that he wanted to continue the conversation. So I love that because listen, the goal was to have him connect with you and so that you can have each other on each other's podcast. So I think when you talk about outcome, that's awesome. I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you introduce yourself, do you mention I have an Instagram that has nearly 1 million followers?
I think I may. You know what? I don't know. I should have and I usually do, but I don't think I did there because there I was sort of more focusing on the podcast because they are podcasters as well. But I think that going forward, I'm going to drop in that nugget.
Yeah, because I think that's one of the things that would be my positive feedback for you. So my feedback would be you have really done something amazing. Like you have built and are continuing to build a very powerful brand. And I think owning that, because we all know podcasting, crowded, content, crowded, everything crowded, everything's crowded.
So crowded, everything crowded.
Yeah. Real estate, crowded, coaching, crowded, grocery store, crowded, school, crowded, bus, crowded, everything crowded. It's a crowded field. No matter what you're doing, it's crowded. So it's important to say, and podcasters, just like anyone, they're thinking, is this worth my time? So the underlying thought when someone's meeting you is like, can this person help me? Is this worth my time? Are they going to help me in whatever way I'm looking for myself? What's in it for me?
Exactly.
And so I would, the one thing I would tweak, I would make sure anytime you say, and I have an Instagram account, you say, I have an Instagram account that has nearly a million followers that also promotes the podcast as well. So then when someone's like, I don't know how big this podcast is, I'm not sure, they'll look it up. They're like, I might get promoted to a million followers. Cool. So that would be my tweak on that. But I'm loving, just even, and I cannot say it enough for people listening, just even taking the step to put your shoulders back, put out your hand, and introduce yourself with confidence is A plus. Because that's the thing. When we talk about tweaking it to make it authentic, whatever felt right in that moment is an A plus because you continued the conversation, they want to connect with you, and they want to have you on. And so I think that's the most important thing. And I'm gentle to people because like, we all struggle with it. It's hard for all of us. Like it's hard for me. Like when I'm in a situation that I'm like, okay, like, you know, you get psyched out. Maybe you're in a room of people that intimidate you. Maybe you're like, I'm like tired. I'm out of my coffee. So I think that it's important to just say like, yeah, great. You did a good job, you know? So, and even if you take some of the ABC accomplishment, business and confidence, even if you take some of it and not all of it, that's great. And you always can keep building on it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a conscious choice. It was an intentional choice that I made to myself. And I said, I'm going to go in there with confidence to introduce myself. And it was all like split second things. You know, like we were waiting online. There's tons of people going ahead of us and behind us. Actually, we were more towards the front of the line, but there were people ahead of us and, you know, they go in and do their thing and then they come out. They're all smiley and giggly. And I thought to myself, no, I'm not losing this opportunity to at least like introduce myself properly to these guys. And I think that I know Andrew was so blown away by my confidence and my forward nature of walking out with my hand back, full name, you know, all of those things. And I felt good. You know, I walked out of there and I was like, that was awesome. And my husband was like, oh my God, that was awesome. You know, and then when you bring the energy, and I feel this all the time, when you bring the energy, you're going to get the energy back, especially when it comes to comedians or someone of that nature. And it's like, you go in low energy, you're going to get low energy. But you go in there, guns blazing, not literally, but you go in there, guns blazing, you know, high vibes, you're going to get high vibes. And that's what we got back from them. And it was just a very cool experience.
I love that. And the last thing I would say to people related to what you were just saying is also, you had mentioned this earlier, like, why do we struggle with it? I think sometimes also we care about the situation. So if we're trying to get interviewed by someone, trying to get an interview with someone, trying to bring someone on as a client, trying to get hired by someone, in our head, the stakes are high. And we forget that this is like an even trade. So if this is a match, it's good for both. So don't think of yourself as like lower on the hierarchy. Like think of it as, well, if like for you, well, they might be someone well-known. Well, you run this awesome bit, you run this awesome account and you have this great podcast. So I think you can think of it as, well, what can I bring to someone? And sometimes people are like, but I don't have anything to bring to someone. You do. Whatever it is, that thing that you're presenting as what you want them to buy from you or pick you for, like it will work out if it's meant to work out. And I forgot this, like when I had my jewelry company, I didn't really realize this. Even though on the journalist end, I did, it took me many years to realize when I was pitching my jewelry, I always felt like it was like a favor I was asking of a magazine to feature my jewelry. And I really needed to think of it more from my journalistic mentality, which is they need to fill their pages. So why not you? And I didn't think about it right early enough. And so now I work on that with some of my clients and students. They have the same thing. They're like, oh, well, like, I'll just like say who I am. I'm like, no, tell them that you sold X last year. Tell them that you helped this client like through this business problem and made them 20% more revenue. Like it's not just you're doing this thing, but you're helping people. So as you're pitching someone, just really think how you can help that person. And if you come from a place of I can help this person, that pitch is going to feel easier. And I have found that more too for my business as I've evolved my business. And now I help people across the country and I've had so many people coming through my video bootcamp, my one-on-one programs. I can say more confidently, I help you message, I help you make content in a consistent way that really brings in leads and clients. And I don't feel like it's like a sales pitch. I'm like, no, this is the thing I do. Go check out the testimonials on the website. So the more you own that you can help someone, it's a little easier.
Yeah, I think it's the clarity, you know, the clarity of message, the clarity of mission that really helps. I think a lot of people, and I like that I keep saying, I think, but I think a lot of people get hung up because they're not clear on what it is they want to say or who they are professionally.
Yeah. And you can reach out to me on Instagram. Just like, let me know. Hey, I'm struggling with my pitch. I'm very nice to people. I'm very nice.
You are.
I'm even nicer than I seem.
You are. You're so nice. And you're so high energy. All right. So I'm going to ask you a question I ask all of my guests now in season 3. What do you think is the biggest modern mom problem out there right now?
Okay. Great question.
I know it's obviously like, you know, a change from what we had been talking about. But I ask everybody because I'm genuinely curious about everyone's perspective.
Yeah. That no matter how hard you're working in one sphere, you're always expected to be working just as hard in the other sphere. And it's never ending. I think that's the hardest part. So you could be grinding at 110% in your business and like, you still can't forget about that field trip permission slip. You still need to sign up for camp. You need to be on your website at literally 9:59 for camp sign up at 10 a.m. It doesn't matter if you're about to go travel for a speaking engagement. It's just never ending. So I think like that to me sometimes blows my mind. I love my kids. I love my family so much. But sometimes I'm like, why? Well, just stop. Make it stop. That's probably where I'm at right now.
Yeah. No, that sounds about right.
Make it stop. You know, and I think it's like, I'm a big advocate of delegating and I've brought on help in my business, virtual assistant, I have a podcast editor, but there are some things you can't delegate out. And so I think that's the stuff that inevitably falls and inevitably is my fault. And inevitably I'm like, ah, and it's not that like, oh, I'm such a bad mom. It's just like, oh, I feel like I was asleep at the wheel on that. That's so annoying. I feel like I try to be everything and I can't. And I know that rationally, but it's really hard.
It's hard. Be kind to yourself, Kim.
Yeah. No, I do feel like objectively, I'm like, we're all doing our best. I'm doing my best. I drop things. We drop things. There are things I would do differently from 3 months ago. There are things I would do differently 4 years ago. It is what it is. It's an evolution. We're all evolving.
Is it? We're all evolving together. Kim, tell everyone where we can find you online.
Absolutely. I'm on Instagram at Kim Ritberg, RITTBERG, Kim Ritberg. I have free downloads at kimritberg.com, 10 tips to make better videos, how to shine on camera, because so many of my students and clients are a little shy on camera. I'm also on LinkedIn, if you're on LinkedIn, at Kim Ritberg. And I'm very friendly, so like drop me a line and say, I'm a buddy of Tara's, I'm a listener of Tara's, and I'll give you a very warm hello.
You're the best. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Modern Mom Probs. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive in today's problem with me, your host, Tara Clark. Join me next time when I'll be interviewing another great guest and tackling another modern mom problem. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and a rating. As always, you could head over to Modern Mom Probs on Instagram and give me a follow, or check out my book, Modern Mom Probs, A Survival Guide for 21st Century Mothers, available online wherever books are sold. Well, that's it for today. See you next time, folks.